My name's Kate Gormley. I'm just starting the third year of my PhD here at Harriet Watt. And the particular study we're interested in at the moment is a chapter of my thesis, which uses the tools of scenario planning, which have been used by a variety of big companies like Shell and everyone else to make themselves more future-proof under various scenarios. So for our particular interest, it's the marine environment, and we were using the tool of species distribution modelling to look at how species or habitat-forming species of a conservation importance can be modelled under epochs of a climate change scenario to look at how we can effectively manage and potentially prevent loss of this habitat. And this is particularly important under the Marine Strategy Framework Directive, where a requirement is for particular species and habitats to be managed and be classified as maintaining good environmental status. However, that's then where the paradox comes in, is that it may not be possible to achieve good environmental status of some habitats. However, we were quite keen to look at how we might mitigate that or use knowledge of loss as our advantage in management. So we created climate change scenarios and run the model, and we were particularly interested in Maxent, which uses environmental layers and presence-only data for a particular species to basically uses the position of the species and then looks at the environmental layers underneath it and then determines, based on the environmental layers in the known areas, where else it may occur. So for this particular species, we were interested in modulus reefs. So the objectives of our study were to use this example species to predict where potentially suitable habitats may occur within UK waters under a baseline condition, and we were looking at 2009 as our baseline. We then wanted to predict where suitable habitat for modulus reefs would occur under various epochs of a climate change scenario, and then we wanted to calculate the amount of loss that may potentially happen between 2009 and our final year, which we chose to be 2100. So we had an increase of seabed temperature to 4 degrees, and once we had run the model, we could clearly see that there were particular areas within UK waters where habitat may occur for modulus, and that was particularly centred around the Irish Sea, Isle of Man, west coast of Scotland and Orkney. So we calculated the percentage loss of habitats within the MPA search regions, some indicating that there would be 100% loss, others less important areas maybe didn't include any habitat, suitable habitat for modulus in the first place. So first off, we can actually already strike them off our concern list, particularly those MPA regions. However, in some of the MPA regions, we were seeing there was a potential to lose up to 100% of the suitable modulus habitat. However, within these regions, the area at the baseline only represented 1% or less of the total MPA region. Our more concerned areas are the areas within the Irish Sea, the Wales MPA region and the Isle of Man, where we were potentially seeing a loss of almost quarter of the suitable habitat from 2009 to 2100, which could be fairly significant. Within a management perspective, we can clearly see from the model that the modulus may potentially lose its ability to fulfill its potential range. I think that's the important thing to emphasise, that we're not actually talking specific numbers, but it's just a potential range that may be lost. However, it's not all doom and gloom, as it may just be that recruitment and reproduction are hindered and that established reefs may actually persist well beyond what we have actually modelled. So for the implications that this present study has in the short term is that maintaining nationally stable areas of some protected habitats may not be achievable without significant restorative work, and that actually management of the decline and migration may actually be more suitable within this particular, but within the realm of the MSFD and good environmental status. I mean, we obviously focus this study on modulus, but it can actually be applied to any marine species of conservation importance, as long as you have the suitable layers that their environmental requirements need.